Welcome to Colt Stadium in Houston, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Burton. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Alley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Brand. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Francis. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Earl Francis. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Glenn Vaughn. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The right fielder, John Weakley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Howie Goss. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chris Zachary. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Chris Zachary. And now, play ball. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton hits a fly ball into left field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente takes first base on ball four. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clemente moves to second. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Glenn Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn takes first base on ball four. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to second. John Weakley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weakley hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick takes first base on ball four. Vaughn moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vaughn tags and scores. Morgan tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Astros. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morgan scores. It's 2-0, Astros. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Warwick moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brand for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Earl Francis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan misplays the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Schofield hits a fly ball into left field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdun hits a fly ball into right field. Weakley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Francis moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Morgan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allie scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Weakley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weakley is 0-for-1 in the game. Weakley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdun. Weakley reaches second base with a double. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Warwick takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Francis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromontieri fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-1 in the game. Alley hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goss takes first base on ball 4. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0-for-1 in the game. Zachary hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Francis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0-for-1 in the game. Brand hits a pop-up towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Francis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francis is 0-for-1 in the game. Francis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-2 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops it up and throws to first, with Zachary covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Glenn Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Weakley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weakley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Weakley hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdun hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan misplays the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a fly ball into right field. Weakley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-2 in the game. Clendenin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Warwick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Staub bunts in front of the plate. Brand fields it and throws to first for the out. Warwick moves to second. One out. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Warwick scores. It's 3-0, Astros. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bateman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-2 in the game. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to second. One out. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0-for-2 in the game. Brand hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bailey scores. It's 3-1, Astros. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Earl Francis. Hal Woods hit now pitching. Ted Savage pinch hits for Jerry Lynch. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage strikes out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-3 in the game. Schofield hits a fly ball into right field. Weakley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates 1. The Astros will come to bat. Don Schwall now pitching. Hal Woods Hick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods Hick strikes out. One out. Glenn Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Brand fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-3 in the game. Verdon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goss. Verdon reaches second base with a double. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Verdon moves to third. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Verdon scores. It's 3-2, Astros. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clemente strikes out. One out. Manny Mota pinch hits for Willie Stargell. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota strikes out. Two outs. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-3 in the game. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woods Hick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates 2. The Astros will come to bat. Manny Moton now playing left field. John Weakley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weakley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Weakley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Goss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-3 in the game. Alley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brand takes first base on ball 4. Bill Mazeroski pinch hits for Don Schwall. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn misplays the ball. That's an error on Vaughn. Brand moves to second. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-4 in the game. Schofield hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 3, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Colt Stadium in Houston.